right? And these are the things that are given us by, I mean, how do I receive teaching? By faith. How did Paul receive the letter of Romans? By faith. It is the gift of God through grace. And so all the glory, you know, those with the proper mindset understand that these things come from God. And I don't get caught up in the idea, well, it came to from God through me. I'm important. It could have come through anybody. I'm glorying. Because thank the Lord. He allowed it to come through me. And to me, as I say those words, it makes me feel very humble. Now, I've always said there's nothing as arrogant as the truth. Meaning, truth says everything else is false. And when you start speaking the truth, people are going to say, well, that sounds arrogant. Right? But it's not so. Righteousness, part of righteousness is humility. Having humility. Without, if you have pride, that pride is a sin. People always say to me, well, you could never become righteous because you'd be puffed up with pride. I'm like, you would? If you were puffed up with pride, then you didn't have righteousness. The two are mutually exclusive. You can't be filled with pride and righteousness at the same time. That's ridiculous. So I'm excusing as far as this goes. Paul is glorying, right? Because he has something to glory through Jesus Christ. This instruction he gives them. Verse 18. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ hath not wrought by me, to make the Gentiles obedient, by word and deed, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Yet so have I strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. But as it is written, to whom he was not spoken, they shall see, and they that have not heard shall understand. For the which cause also I have been much hindered from coming to you. But now having no more place in these parts, and having a great desire these many years to come unto you, whensoever I take my journey into Spain, I will come to you, for I trust to see you in my journey, and be brought on my way thitherward by you, if first I be somewhat filled with your company. But now I go to Jerusalem to minister to the saints. Hold on there. So see what he's saying very simply is that, see, I am the minister of Jesus to the Gentiles. I have things to glory in, right? But I would not want to speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient. You know, for the obedient, he didn't convert the Romans. He didn't go to Rome and make Christians there, but he's writing to the Christians. This is sort of his introductory letter. He knows about them. He knows people there. As he's gonna greet all these people, and a lot of them he's known from other places. Cause these people he knew went to Rome and made converts there. Paul himself had never been there. And there was already a strong Christian community. And he's saying, I don't want to step on your toes. And I didn't want to go there in times past because I knew other works were being there, and I didn't want to come in and, you know, and build on someone else's foundation, right? I've mostly strived to preach the gospel, not where Christ was named, but where they never heard of Christ. It's kind of, I'll tell you what, it's difficult to preach the gospel where everyone thinks they already know Jesus. This is another area in which Paul really had no experience. I mean, he hadn't lived in the world where Christianity had become the dominant religion. You know, where you go around and you can just pick any guy off the street and he probably believes in Jesus, especially in America. It's like a very high number. I mean, all kinds of people consider themselves followers of Jesus. right? And some people don't even want to call themselves Christians anymore. They just want to call themselves, I'm a follower of Jesus. As if there was, well, you know, I guess what they're saying is they're like a Jesus fan. They're not going to become like Christ. Unfortunately, the word Christian has so lost its meaning that it doesn't even mean the stark sort of shocking thing it should be. It's like, I am a little Messiah. You know, or I am Messiah Junior, you know, or whatever, which is what Christian is sort of like saying. It's like, I am the little Messiah. Though they were called Christians by other people first, and some people think that's why you shouldn't call yourself a Christian, because it's an insult. But in the New Testament, it's clear that they took that name and they thought, yeah, that's a good name, because it is appropriate. It tells the story. We are becoming the sons of God, like Christ. He was the Son of God. We are seeking to follow in His footsteps and to become His brethren. We're going to become His brothers. The Son of God has brothers, and they too are the sons of God by adoption. We already said that. But okay, I'm getting off the track. He strived, he didn't want to preach what was, well, I was just saying how Paul didn't know this sort of world where you're preaching the gospel to people who already kind of know it, right? Or they think they know it. That makes it really difficult. When people have the gospel, when you're in the midst of so much heresy. Really, I mean, the whole of Christianity has fallen into heresy. And it makes it very difficult, because you have to go up against what people understand as established dogma. And no one wants to hear. And really, what sets me apart from another teacher? I'm just another voice. It's another voice crying in the internet. It's like the modern, it's like just, there's another voice. Another guy speaking, another guy trying to teach. What sets me apart? God wrought any, I mean, he's saying here, through many mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, I don't have anything like that. God wants people to hear what I have to say. He's going to have to make some sort of testimony. But on the other hand, maybe God doesn't want everyone to hear. I know He doesn't. Not now. Someday He will. You know, verse 21 is a quote from the Old Testament. And I'm not going to go there, but it comes from Isaiah 52, verse 15. Saying, you know, I'm going to come to you, etc., etc. You know, I'll be brought along my way. You know, I'm going to go to Jerusalem first.